65%.
Hey guys, welcome to Let's Be Blunt Mobile. I've got Lily here. Hey Lily, how you doing? She put up a peace sign because she's too embarrassed to say hello. So Lily and I are stoned, of course. And I won't use your last name, don't worry. I'm protecting your image. Anyway, Lily and I were talking about men and women going to the bathroom for some reason. And Lily, you came up with... You told me the best thing ever. What did you say?
I said that women don't take a long time in the bathroom because they don't wash their hands.
Like, that fascinates me. Like, I always picture girls as being, like, the cleanest of, like, male and female. Like, women just seem cleaner. But that's so... It blows my mind. Like, no one washes their hands?
No, it's just girls don't wash their hands right after they use their vibrators.
Why did we get on vibrators? I thought we were talking about the bathroom.
No, we're on vibrators now. Okay. Keep up with the conversation, Joe.
I'm doing my best. Okay, so that brings up another thing we talked about earlier. So like...
Dildos?
Dildos. We did talk about dildos earlier. So like, okay, you mentioned like, you think girls think about sex more than men?
They do.
They do. Like, okay, how on, like, average, like, how often do you think about sex?
Like, all the time. Like, you like, take out the milk from the fridge and you're like, oh my god, like, milk is in my boobs and guys grab my boobs. Oh my god, I want to have sex.
It's that often.
At least for me.
That blows me away because, like, I've always pictured, like, girls, like, they always look down on, like, when guys think of sex.
Yeah, because they're stupid. Girls are fucking stupid. Like, it's the dumbest fucking shit. Why does it matter if you're always thinking about sex? Like, sex is awesome. Why does it matter?
It's amazing. See, that's the thing. Like, I don't know when, like, okay, at one point we were, like, animals. And, like, all we did was think about, like, sex and eating.
That's all I think about, sex and eating.
Exactly. I haven't evolved. I haven't
evolved. We're still back in the niglet times.
We won't explain that for the viewers, anyway, or listeners, anyway. That was too good. So, like, looking back, like, at what point did people evolve? And they thought, like, oh, yeah, sex isn't, like, cool to talk about. It's totally recording. Like, at what point did people, like, look at that, though, and they're like, oh, yeah, sex isn't proper to talk about anymore?
I blame Oprah.
Was it Oprah's fault, or was it, like, the 1900 women who were, like, burning witches at the stake?
So, like, what, the Cranberries or Spice Girls?
Can I just say that I love the fact that you determined, like, age groups by, like, a common bands? Like, the Cranberries are the best.
I fucking love the Cranberries.
That's a throwback to all you people who weren't born in 1990, like a motherfucker.
Seriously. Because none of you fucking bitches even know who the Cranberries are.
I guarantee you none of our listeners know who the Cranberries are.
And I guarantee you're fucking looking up at YouTube right now, the Cranberries, coming up with some dried ass fruit.
I love the fact that I'm able to talk about, like, true 90s things.
With someone.
Like, that's the thing, like...
Like, you probably don't even know who the fuck Rugrats are.
They might have caught, like, the back end of Rugrats, like, before it got canceled. Which, when and why did Rugrats ever get canceled?
They had a lot of sexual innuendos that...
Did they really?
Yeah, like, now that... If, like, when we look at them, it's totally inappropriate. But when we were little, we didn't know what the fuck they were talking about.
Part of me really wants to go back and, like, rewatch Rugrats.
Me too. But, like, who has time for that? We're too busy, like...
I mean, like, I'm definitely too busy, but, like... Okay, so, like, going... I'm not even going back. Like, Uncle Phil from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, he died... kind of recently.
Yeah, he did.
And, like, I heard that, and I was like, man, I never really watched, like, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
You can't rap? the song? Can you rap the song?
I cannot rap the whole song. I can't do it. Can't. No, I know like some of it, but
I know like 95% of it.
I wonder if I know the other 5.
Oh God.
Do you want to do it? You kind of want to do it now.
She'll do it. All right. To the beginning.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down.
And I'd like to take a minute just sit right there and I'll have a Prince of Bel-Air.
I'll tell you how I became the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
I feel like this is like when I'm twerking.
Now West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground is where I spend most of my days. Chilling out, relaxing all, acting all cool. relaxing all cool, and all shooting some b-ball outside of the school.
When a couple of guys
that were up to no good
started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got one little fight, and my mom got serious. She said, "You're moving with your auntie and uncle Bel-Air."
Now a whistle for a cab. A whistle for a cab, and then
it came.
A whistle for a cannon and something.
And then it came here.
Something had a dice in the mirror. I totally forgot the rest.
It whistled. Now there's a hooker involved. And then
what? There's a hooker involved.
You whistle, right? You whistle and you get a hooker.
No, he whistled for a cab. You totally misread that situation. Oh my God.
I told you we're always thinking about sex. We're always thinking about this. We're always thinking about the next step.
I totally forgot the rest of the song, but like the fact that we sang kind of some of it is pretty awesome.
Like all of it. Pretty much all of it.
But yeah, going back to my original point.
You had an original point, Tom.
I totally did. Like, when I heard Uncle Phil died, I was like, oh, I need to start watching that show. And so I started rewatching it. And I'm like 8 episodes in. And, like, there are some, like, really cool, like, lessons that I totally...
Yeah, like good lessons.
Like, that was one of the good shows where you learn a lesson.
How the hell do you even remember what the original point of the story was?
I don't know. My brain works like that when I'm in podcast mode. You're welcome, listeners. Fuck you. But yeah, like, I don't know. It's just, it's weird. Like, there's shows like that that I remember, and they're like, oh, yeah, that totally had, like, a really meaningful lesson. And I've really wanted to go back and, like, rewatch some other shows and be like, because, like, everyone always talks about SpongeBob, and they're like,
SpongeBob makes you dumb. Like, that's what I heard. I heard you get, like, dumb if you watch SpongeBob.
Like, I watched SpongeBob when I was a kid, and I was, like, entertained, because, like, probably because I was dumb. But, like, like, I was entertained as, like, a child, but, like, I, like, smoked weed with a couple kids, like, a year and a half ago, and they all watched SpongeBob, and they're like, this is so funny. And I was bored to death. Like, I was stoned out of my mind, and it couldn't make me laugh. That's not good.
What's, like, the highest you've ever been?
The highest I've ever been.
Explain your highest moment.
Like, I never really had, like, a highest moment, but, like, there's a point where I hit where I know I'm too high, and I've hit that a couple times, and, like, there was one time, okay, I guess I could use this, there was one time I was with my buddy, Paul, and he's got a bunch of, like, really cool friends. Like, they're all really unique. Like, one of them's, like, a fashion photographer and, like, knows all these people. And, like, Paul knows a crazy amount of people. He knows, like, models that date, like, professional athletes. Like, he's on that level. And I hang out with him every once in a while. Like, that totally should not be a thing. Like, I am not cultured enough to hang out with people like that. And I remember I was hanging out with him, and, like, him and his friends are on another level of weed smoking. Like,
are they gay?
They are.
Yeah.
Yeah, Paul and Adam are gay, but they're, like, the coolest people
I've No, because, like, the gay yeah. people, like, party so good. Like, they know what they're doing.
They really do, and it's crazy. Like, I never have a bad time when I'm with gay people. Hell no. Or at least gay men. Like,
No.
I don't really know many gay women.
Lesbians are awesome. Like, they're cool, but, like, gay guys are just the best.
Gay guys are, like, wannabe celebrities. Like, they don't...
They are. Like, socialites.
They, like, don't understand why they're not famous, so they act famous.
That's so true. Oh, my God. That's so... Like, there's no better way to describe that. That's awesome.
And, I love that. Like, I enjoy... Because that's, like, kind of, like... I don't know. Like, there's this deep, like... thing in me where I'm like that I want to be famous, like, not for like being famous, like I want to do something and get like acknowledged for it, like I want to be on that level. I would love to be like a great actor or director, and like I would love to change people's lives, but at the same time, like, there's also this part of me that wants to get like recognized when I go down the street, and like I know that sounds like selfish, but like I don't know. I just want to be at that level where I can, like, convince people to, like, be better people. Like, I want to be able to influence people's lives. I don't know.
I just want to be on that level so that I can have a ton of money. That'd and buy weird. More cats.
How many cats do you need?
There's never too many cats.
There's always, like... Three or more cats is too many cats.
Okay, and you think I'm a crazy cat lady, but I only have two cats?
But at this, like, okay. Like
but my, you live by yourself. No, you're 22.
I don't live by myself. Oh, no, you me. Do. Like, okay, well, it's not, you're not a cat lady till like, 27. Like, if you're still single and have, like, two or more cats, and, like, you're still, I don't know, that's young still.
I'm 22.
I'd say like 30. You'll get married before you're 30.
I will.
I feel like you will.
I definitely will.
But yeah.
I don't want to have like a saggy vagina. Like, I'm getting married before that.
Oh my God. That's like another weird thing to think about too. Like,
saggy vaginas?
Well, no. But like, yes, but no. Like, if you think about it, like, okay, I'm 23, and 30 is, like, 7 years from now.
Yeah.
So within 7 years, like, I should be married. Like, that is unbelievable. That seems, like, really soon.
I guess.
I don't know. Like, I see, like, a bunch of different things. Like, I see a bunch of different paths for my life. Mm-hmm. And, like, some of it, I don't see, like, getting married within that time period.
That's fine.
I don't, but at the same time, I don't want to be like George Clooney. Like not the fact that I would ever be as like good looking as that dude, but like, I don't want to be like 50 and like single. Like,
he's not single. He's always dating someone. He's like literally always with someone, but you just never know.
Is he though?
Yeah, he really is. Like, he's always like in a relationship, and nobody ever knows because he's so private about his life.
That's really cool, though. That's really admirable. That's
he's so private.
I don't understand how he does that, though. Like, he's a gentleman, but he's, like, famous. Like, how does that work? How do you, like, keep that stuff private?
I don't know. I'm like, just, like, all I... Whenever I think about Hollywood, I just think about Chris Hemsworth.
Okay, Chris over Liam?
Yes.
Which one's younger?
I think Liam's younger. Chris is Thor.
Chris is Thor.
Chris is Thor. Oh my God.
You like Thor over?
I mean, I'll take both the Hemsworth brothers in bed together, door locked, soundproof walls.
Is that a necessary item, the soundproof walls?
No, like if I had the Hemsworth brother, I don't care who the fuck is looking.
Your walls could be mirror or like windows at that point. You'd be like, everyone watch because this. I'm with the
Hemsworth. Actually, I would almost prefer like people like watch me because I'm with the Hemsworth brothers. Yeah. Together, like
you'd be like the talk of the town.
Hell yeah!
And then you'd probably get a lot of money.
It's Thor. Come on. Excuse me. I fucked Thor.
That's the best part is, like, I can see, like, blonde bimbos walking down the street in California, like, excuse me, I totally fucked Thor. Like, they don't even know his real name. They're like, I fucked Thor.
They don't even know his real name.
Okay.
Those ignorant bitches.
Okay, quick. A male and a female, like, famous person, who would you bone?
Female, Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, I'm like, I have like a really, really lesbian obsession with Carrie Underwood.
Really?
Yes, she's just, she's hot, she's That's perfect. I love her.
I don't think I've ever heard that as like a go-to. I've always heard like Mila Kunis.
Yeah, I figured. Everybody's always like, Mila Kunis, but fuck you.
She's pretty hot though.
Yeah, she is. Olivia Wilde, blah, blah, blah. But whatever.
Okay, yeah, so you got Carrie Underwood. Who's your man crush?
I already told you, Chris Hemsworth.
That's Chris Hemsworth?
It's He's Chris your man? Hemsworth, yeah.
Ooh, man. I have to go with Bradley Cooper as my man crush. Like, B. Coops is my man.
You do have a thing for Bradley Cooper. I remember that.
Like, how could you not, though? He's such a gentleman.
No, he... Not in real life. I heard he's actually kind of an ass in real life.
No. He's great in real life. He acts as an ass in all his movies. Have you seen any of his interviews or anything like that?
No.
Oh, he's such a gentleman. And he speaks, like, French and Italian. Ooh. And, like, oh, yeah. Like,
ooh.
Watch some interviews, and you're going to get a lady.
Yeah, boner. But you, I know how you are with, like, Australian accents.
I do love Australian accents.
Chris Hemsworth has an Australian accent.
Is he Australian?
They're both from Australia.
Seriously?
Yeah, I'm dead serious.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, they're Australian. That's interesting.
Yeah, no, Australian's my go-to.
Really?
Like, yeah, like, people are like, oh, yeah, I like English accent, or I like
That's
French.
That's disgusting. I hate that accent.
Oh, what do you, English accent? That's kind of cute, actually.
I don't like that.
Like, if a girl named, like, Ellie comes over, and she's like, hello, how you doing? I'm like, I will bone you.
Ew.
I'm sorry, I'm just being honest.
I don't like guys with accents.
You don't? What about, like, a southern
accent? Oh, Spanish accents. That's hot.
Yeah, but you're like, Cuban, though. Like, exactly. Like, Spanish is, like, in your blood.
Exactly. I'm not really, like, a fan of any other accent unless you're Chris Hemsworth and you're from Australia.
Okay. Respectable. Do you like a southern accent at all?
Yeah, southern's hot.
Yeah. Like a cowboy?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's, like, my buddy's, like, go-to thing, too. He, like, talks about it. He's like, yeah, every girl loves, like, a southern boy. Like, I think that's a thing. Like, every girl kind of, like, dreams about that country boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love how you, like, you're so in podcast mode, it's not even funny.
Totally in podcast mode.
You're, like, interviewing.
I'm totally interviewing you.
You're, like...
But the best part is this is going to be on iTunes, and you're going to listen to this and be like, oh, yeah, that was fucking awesome.
Why is this on iTunes? So I have to pay, like, 90 cents?
No, it's free.
I have to pay 90 cents to listen to my own voice?
No. It's absolutely free. We make it free for our viewers because we want more listeners. Why do I always say viewers? I don't know why.
You're like...
I always imagine
that, like, there's... advertising,
like,
right?
I totally am advertising, but, like, I always, like, since I kind of, like, act on the side, like, I always imagine that there's, like, a camera, and I'm just like, hello, viewers. It's like, no, they're not viewers, they're listeners. Stop being an idiot.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, anyway, so you're into cowboys and Spanish accents.
Yes.
Yes, and Chris Hemsworth.
Yes, amen.
Okay, so we got your two. So it's Chris Hemsworth and Carrie Underwood, which is, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give it to you. I don't know who my girl crush is, actually. I have, like,
I love everyone. I would just fuck Meryl Streep.
Okay, like, did you know apparently she's, like, 70 now?
Yeah, she's old as fuck.
Like, she looks amazing for how old she is.
I think Sarah Jessica Parker looks amazing for all she is.
How old is Sarah Jessica Parker?
50. And she looks like she's, like, in her 30s.
But at the same time, like, Sarah Jessica Parker is, like, she's always kind of looked a little off.
Like a horse.
She does look like a horse. I didn't want to say it, but she totally looks like a horse. But, like, I don't know, like...
She's always looked a little off. She kind of looks like Arnie from What's Eating... What's eating Gilbert Grape?
Wait, which one was Arnie? Was he... he wasn't Leonardo. He was the Leonardo DiCaprio kid. Okay, I need to make a confession. I had never seen that movie, but like it had always popped up on my Netflix, and it's like, you need to watch this. And I was always slightly offended that it made me want to watch a retarded movie. But then I like started watching it. I was like, oh my god, this is a fucking brilliant movie. And then of course I was like,
I'm really offended.
I was so offended.
That is recommended.
Like, that's a thing. Like, Netflix recommended a retarded movie for me. And then it's like, you'd also like Rain Man, and you would also like a coloring book. I was like, no, Netflix, put on Breaking Bad. It did not say a coloring book. I'm lying about that.
It said Rain Man. That's what I'm actually with.
I feel like Rain Man was totally on there at one point. This may be one of my best mobile podcasts ever.
That's funny. What's eating Gilbert Grape? Rain Man. I'm like dying. Oh my god, that's the funniest thing I've like ever. And then a fucking coloring book.
I thought the funniest thing you ever heard was...
Jeff needs a coloring book.
I thought the funniest thing you ever heard was, it's a normal lighter. It's a regular lighter.
Everything is really funny.
For the listeners at home, Lily had a very difficult time lighting her bowl. And I felt like... she did not realize it was a regular lighter. And I explained that story in so much detail. It was not necessary to say that much. But I did it.
It was really complicated. I felt like you needed a degree to light that bowl. These stars are really unevenly put on the ceiling.
I wanted to make it actually like the solar system.
I feel like you got really lazy, though.
I totally did. Like, I started to, like, look up constellations and, like, did some things, and then I was like, ah, fuck this.
No, I was just going to say that you got lazy, and, like, this center wooden thing was closer to you, so that's where you stuck all the stars. And then you reached a little further. I'm just making fun of you because you told me that my parents were lazy for putting stars on the wall.
Well, here's the thing. Like, okay, for the listeners at home, when we were talking about this earlier.
The viewers.
I was talking about how I have stars on my ceiling. And Lily had mentioned that she had that too. But at first she only said she had it only on her walls. And she said her dad was 5'4". And so I assumed that her dad was just like too short to put it on the ceiling. And so I was like, oh man, that's a lazy dad. He just put it on the walls and was like, yeah, lay on your side and just pretend you're looking up. Like, to me, that just seemed lazy. Like, that seemed like a lazy parent.
I'm over here too freaking high and laughing way too much to even, like, acknowledge the fact that he got that story all wrong. And really, my dad put... stars on the ceiling and on the wall so it can look like my entire room was covered in stars. And Jeff's over here like, what a fucking lazy ass dad.
You like, your dad like went out of his way to make you look like you lived on the edge of the world. And I was like, man, what a lazy dad.
That's why I'm like over here, I'm like dying laughing. I can't even explain to him why I'm laughing so hard.
Oh my god. We've had some funny stories tonight.
We have.
Oh my god. Jeez. Oh, what else would you like to talk about? You've got the mic.
No, I'm good. I don't have anything else to say.
Oh, I guarantee you have something else to say. I just can't even think of a topic at this point.
Well, you think of a topic, I probably have something to say.
Lily, what were your thoughts about the Winter Olympics this year?
What the fuck?
I don't know. I'm asking questions like a reporter. Just give me a break.
I didn't watch any of them, actually.
You didn't watch anything?
I didn't watch not a single thing. When did those even start?
February.
Yeah, no, I didn't watch anything.
Or
I
was, January. February.
I was too busy working.
Was it? It was February, because it happened over Valentine's Day. I remember that.
Yes, it did.
I remember watching a hockey game on Valentine's Day, I woke up like early in the morning and watched a hockey game.
Jeez, my stomach is crawling.
I really hope that got caught on audio.
Get it on audio.
For the viewers at home.
Lily's stomach growled. She was thinking about Cheeto Puffs.
Oh my god, Cheeto Puffs.
That sounds so good. Cheeto Puffs.
Like, my mind doesn't go to Cheeto Puffs when I'm hungry, though.
No. It's not that I was hungry. It's that I was thinking about Cheeto Puffs, and then I got hungry. It's like the opposite. Seriously?
It's like, technically, you're not hungry. It's just your mind was Cheeto Puffs.
Every single time, for some reason, Ayla and I go out to drink, like, I'm always thinking about food, and I'm always talking about food. And, like, I'm not even hungry, but then I'll start thinking about food, and then I'm, like, starving.
But I don't think that's a bad thing, honestly. Like,
of course not. Being hungry is awesome, and eating is awesome.
Being hungry sucks, but, like, eating, like, when you're actually, like, if I could start every day, like, mid-bite, that would be, like, the best day of my life.
Mid-bite. I'm really bothered by your constellation on this wooden board.
You got so lazy.
Yes, you did. Like, that's not a constellation.
Here's the thing.
I want to put the Big Dipper on here.
I wanted to. I really wanted to.
I know. I can tell with your constellation fuck right here.
All right, fuck you. First off, I was like spreading it out evenly. And like when I got to the beam, it was like so close to my face that I...
that I got lazy and it was so easy.
No, I thought I was spreading them out as much as the other things. And then when I laid down, I was like, oh man, that's a lot of stars on that beam.
It's like a fucking portal right here.
Just let it be. It's amazing when the lights are off. That's all I know. Because, like, some of the stars seem farther away, and the ones on the beam look closer. And then, like, there's some on that beam. I feel
like there's, like, nothing on this, like, portion of the beam, and it's very unrealistic. I'm just kidding.
Well, when the lights go out, it looks decent.
I'm just kidding.
I'll fix it, like, whenever I move or something. I'll fix it, but...
I'm just kidding. You're
not, though, because you're like, there's no stars on the wall, so this kid's an amateur.
I'm just saying, like, it's really unrealistic that there's nothing on this beam right here. Like, right on this portion.
Like on the side?
Yeah, like, do you, the beam? No, do you see these stars on this beam?
Yes.
And then it stops.
You don't like it on... No, you can't do it on the sides because it would look fucking weird.
Not on the fucking sides. Just on the beam. Like, you see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's 5, 6 stars on this beam right here.
Yeah.
And then in the middle, you stop and there's nothing else.
I ran out of stars. I got, like... I think I got, like, 50 stars or something like that.
I ran out.
I had to. I was.
It's because you fucking put them all in this middle beam.
1, 2, 4, 5.
There's like 10 fucking stars right here.
There's like 12 or 13 on that middle beam.
Exactly. So that's why you ran out and you had to like space that out right there.
Oh my god, too funny. You know what's like really weird though is like when I bought those, they were on Amazon for like $2, which is like a total steal for glow in the dark ceiling stars.
Totally. And
anyway, I was looking at the reviews and they were like, oh yeah, be careful, watch out for those falling stars in the middle of the night, they'll sometimes come off the ceiling. It was like so lame, but at the same time when I was hanging them, I was like, oh man,
this one's the falling star.
I was like, I better be careful with the ones like especially above my face. Because I don't want anything to, like, I don't, with my luck, like, a star would just, like, impale me. Like, it would just fall at the perfect angle and just, like, go in my eye.
Like, I just love that you're recording this right now.
I know. I record. Impaled. I record my thoughts. And so, yeah.
Oh my God.
And so, like, none of... I take that back. One fell, and it was, like, the one down there. And I think it got, like, knocked off. So, like, and I just,
it was impaling you.
It did not impale me. So, lucky enough. These stars have been up for, like, 8 months.
That's crazy.
That's nuts really for, like, stupid little sticky stars. But, yeah.
Oh, I gotta piss.
You gotta pee.
Like a racehorse in the Kentucky Derby.
Okay, well, we will conclude this episode at least. Possibly a new episode when she gets back. I'm not sure. But, Lily, would you like to say anything to the listeners? She's gonna piss. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Do you have to? Goodbye. Do you have to? Do you have to?